Well, it is a big day for the Ideas Network and you, with several new programming changes taking effect today. We'll discuss them all and welcome your questions and feedback during this edition of Mondays with Mike. Hello, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's good to have you with us on this Monday, July 1st. And it's really good for me to be back with you after taking some time off. We spent the first 2 hours of the show today talking about how the new state budget and the changes that we will see in public policy as a result. Now we will talk about some other changes that you will hear on Wisconsin Public Radio starting in less than an hour. Joining me, as he does just about every first Monday of the month, is Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Mike Crane. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay.
This is exciting. So in less than an hour, listeners will hear On Point with Tom Ashbrook. What's going on?
So On Point is moving to a live broadcast on WPR. Fans of the show that have listened in the evenings have often said to us, well, you know, because it's on tape delay, to use the old-fashioned term, we can't participate. Well, now you can. So On Point is live from Boston at 9 o'clock, and Wisconsin people can call in. And that is a big change. It's actually one of a good number of changes we'll talk about today. And immediately, Joy, you should ask, well, why?
Why?
Yeah. And one of the big reasons for this change is that there were some changes at National Public Radio that have caused these morning changes in particular. So what happened a few months ago is that National Public Radio announced the end of Talk of the Nation. It shocked us as much as probably any listener. We didn't expect it, but they're moving in a different direction with a show that actually in Milwaukee will be heard on Milwaukee Public Radio called Here and Now. They've actually been broadcasting that show, but it's going to be a longer show now, and NPR is supporting that show. So we're left with a dilemma. What do we do from 1 to 3 o'clock? And Kathleen Dunn, who, by the way, is celebrating her 20th anniversary of being here on WPR today.
Happy anniversary, Kathleen.
Yeah, thank you for all that wonderful service to our listeners, Kathleen, and being a great colleague. Well, Kathleen raised her hand and said, well, you know, we do a lot of the same kinds of topics as Talk of the Nation on the Kathleen Dunn Show. And I've been on in the afternoon before, and so Kathleen suggested that she might take over the Talk of the Nation slot, and we thought that was a great idea. For her 20th anniversary, returning to the past by moving to an afternoon shift. And so that's the second big change, just sort of working through the day. So On Point at 9 to 11, Monday through Thursday, and then Kathleen Dunn is 1 to 3 o'clock Monday through Thursday. And then, and this is something I'm really excited about, we have a new show called Central Time. Many of you may have heard the pilots we did on a couple of the Fridays in June. And it's for real now. The show is going to be 5 days a week from 3 to 6. And Rob and Veronica are hosting that show. And one of the things that I think I said here, Joy, was that in thinking about this new show, Central Time, we were thinking, if we were inventing the Ideas Network today, what would it sound like? And I think that invention will be an ongoing process. We tried some different things during the pilot, but probably the most comforting thing for me as a listener, and I hope for everybody, is it's still the Ideas Network. Mm-hmm. You know, that it won't be unrecognizable. You'll feel like I'm still in the same country, the Ideas Country, and or the Ideas State maybe is more appropriate, since we talk about the Wisconsin idea here all the time. And so that also, because that's from 3 to 6, that necessitates a move of Q to later in the evening. We'll now have a Canadian block, if you will. That as it happens, and Q will be together in the evening. And there are more changes, too. Unfortunately, it's really hard to picture a grid when you're talking on the radio. So we'll do our best as we go through the hour and talk about all those changes. But we'll encourage you also to take a look at WPR.org/change. That's where all of the info about the new schedule is. And we have a program grid there for you. You can certainly also get in touch with audience services, and they'll send one out to you if you'd like. A lot of people have heard about it from us. If they're members, they've heard about it in email and that sort of thing. But today's the big day.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be really fun to listen as well. The Central Time is going to be on from 3 until 6, which means that At Issue, hosted by John Munson, will not be heard. John Munson returns to his real full-time job as regional manager for Northern Wisconsin, for Wisconsin Public Radio. He's based in Superior. He's done a great job.
He really has done a tremendous job. We had a kind of a wrap party, WRAP, that is, on Friday to celebrate John's contribution and really the contributions of our listeners and just about everybody on the staff, I think, has touched At Issue at some point in the 10 or so years that it was on. And we thank John for his service and also really need him to be our regional manager in Superior because he does a great job with that as well. And so that change also means to talk about Q, that will end up later in the evening. And one thing we're hearing, because this was something, a set of decisions that was based also on what we've learned from other stations, from listeners, and so on. And Q will be on at 7 p.m. now instead of 5.
And in part, that is because of Central Time taking over that time spot, but there will be more coverage of news of the day and other issues of special interest to Wisconsin during that drive time period.
Yeah,
and
one
Q
of the,
will be a little later.
One of the things that some listeners observed is that 5 o'clock felt like an early time for us to leave the focus on Wisconsin. That is a really distinctive part of the Ideas Network. And so we still have Q. And in fact, maybe overarchingly, we can say about the schedule that there are two shows that are going away. Everything else that people are used to hearing will still be on the radio, although sometimes at different times or fewer repeats, which some people have asked us to do, that sort of thing. And so the two shows going away are At Issue and Talk of the Nation, one because of a decision here in Wisconsin, another because of a decision in Washington.
And Science Friday, which is heard Friday afternoons from 1 until 3, that is staying there.
It is staying, that's right. Mm-hmm. And it's a very popular show. By some measures, probably the most popular of that Talk of the Nation strip from what we've been able to tell. And so we're glad that Ira Flatow is continuing. And we believe we're going to have him here in Madison in September. So we'll have more to announce about that as we get closer, but we're excited about that.
Neat, yeah. If he's doing a remote, it's always fun to watch those live.
Yeah.
You know, what about Fridays, Monday from 9 until 11 a.m.?
Oh, good question. And we have a show that we just recently launched called 45 North. Many of you have probably heard it. And Strange Champs and the team put that together. And it's very much in the spirit of some of the other more arts-oriented programs. We had klezmer music planned recently, and we've had lots of little concerts and things and talk about ideas and understanding people and so on. Just a really nice show, and that will be Fridays still at 9 a.m. and running through till 11.
Well, I'm Joy Cardine talking with Mike Crane. He is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He is here talking with us about new programming changes that take effect today, starting today on the Ideas Network. And there are also changes on the weekend, Mike. I know for one, I guess I will be happy about this, is that we have On Your Money, which is heard Tuesdays during the week, from 8 until 9, are repeating on Sunday morning. So there's
another
opportunity for listeners to hear that information.
This is another of those sort of forward into the past sort of things. It's going to be Sundays at 7 a.m., which was where it was a while ago, probably 6 or 7 years ago, when we were producing the show in a different way. And then it went on a hiatus. We brought it back during the Joy Cardine show, and that will be 7 a.m. on Sundays. I should mention, and this is a understandable concern for listeners that tune in to WHAD in Milwaukee, that one thing that will not change, but our announcements were more confusing about this than we meant them to be, Higher Ground will continue to be heard as usual on WHAD. And the reason that I mention that is that throughout the rest of the state, Higher Ground is heard on the News and Classical Network. But because we don't have a News and Classical station in Milwaukee, we have Higher Ground flipping networks, if you will, to be heard on the Ideas Network on Saturday evenings.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to Dr. Jonathan Overby for, didn't he achieve distinguished status with his title recently?
That's right, and it becomes official today. And
cool.
So this is a status, by the way, that is after you go through working at the university. We're all University of Wisconsin System employees. You can become a senior broadcast specialist, which is a typical thing that one of our announcers or reporters might be. And then that's it normally. But every so often, there's someone who has a record of distinction, which Dr. Overby most certainly does, that means that you can earn an additional honor of a distinguished person. So in this case, a distinguished broadcasting specialist. And we're very proud of Jonathan's work. And I know he shares with us the pride in that, although I think his doctorate was probably an even bigger deal when he earned that recently.
And while we're talking about Higher Ground, which is not canceled on WHAD, Jonathan will be broadcasting live from the UW Union Terrace this coming Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, so that should be a lot of fun. Last year, they had a crazy amount of rain hit, and they had to move it inside. So we're hoping that the weather holds. There have been a lot of nights lately where, after a wild and woolly rainy day, at least in Madison, we've ended up having a lovely evening. And I sure hope we'll have that on Saturday.
Well, yeah, keep my fingers crossed on that. So, all right, so Higher Ground is not canceled. It is on Saturday nights at 7 on WHAD and the NPR News and Classical Music Network. We're moving, or at least providing a rebroadcast of On Your Money on
right.
Sunday mornings. What else on the weekends?
Well, let's go back to Saturday, and we're changing the times for Car Talk and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. They're actually flipping in the schedule. So at 9 a.m. starting this Saturday, you'll hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And at noon, you'll hear Car Talk. And one of the reasons we're doing that is that while Car Talk remains a very popular show, it's all using archives now. There aren't any new shows being recorded. And so we thought that the fresh new show, which is a part of sort of the character of a lot of the Ideas Network, is something fresh and new each day so that we learn or have fun or whatever. We thought that it would be good to see about having that at 9 o'clock. And that means that in a lot of places, people will have an option of tuning if they maybe have Minnesota Public Radio in their area as well, or Milwaukee or WXPR. They may have some different options for flipping around the dial. But we think that people will really like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at 9 a.m. on Saturdays.
Anything else on Saturday?
Let's see. I think that's it on Saturdays. There's that flip. And then on Sundays, and this we know will be something that some listeners will be concerned about because they've had a habit. We're not going to carry a repeat of A Prairie Home Companion on Sundays anymore. It hasn't been wonderfully successful for us, and we really are trying to make sure that we also offer some fresh and new shows. And so looking at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, we have something I think a lot of people will really love, and it's called America's Test Kitchen Radio. And this is, yes, the same guy who does America's Test Kitchen on PBS, Chris Kimball,
mm-hmm.
and he's brilliant and fun and a really good show. And that's going to be 10 a.m. on Sunday, followed by the What Do You Know Radio Hour, which is an edited version of our wonderful Michael Feldman's What Do You Know show. And so it's even more packed with fun than the live broadcasts that are on the day before. And so that's a change there. And then we also will have, for those of you that are used to finding Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at noon, you'll find it noon on Sundays now because we've added it on Sunday. And so then there's an hour of To the Best of Our Knowledge instead of two on Sundays.
Because we're going to have To the Best of Our Knowledge on during the week.
Which brings us full circle. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I know this is probably a little hard to follow, so I'll remind you again about the website, wpr.org/change, which is where you'd find all of these details. But I think this is really exciting. And again, sort of a return to the past in certain ways. And that is that in the evening, after we're finished with Central Time, on Monday through Thursday, you'll hear To the Best of Our Knowledge. And I had a very attentive to the schedule listener write to me the other day and say, well, wait a minute. You only have two new hours every week. How are you going to do 4 hours? And the answer is that actually what we'll do is we'll start digging into the incredible archives of interviews that the To the Best of Our Knowledge folks have done. And here are some real bonuses of doing this. There are more interviews that we've done than we've been able to squeeze on a national radio show. So we have interviews we haven't even gotten to airing that we will do some packaging of those and have some specials that way. We'll try some different approaches. It'll be kind of a spot for us to pilot some different approaches to that incredible intelligence of the To the Best of Our Knowledge brand, if you will. And I think that we're going to have, in that sense, a really nice opportunity to continue to improve and advance what's already a remarkable Peabody Award-winning show.
Well, if you have any questions, concerns, feedback with the New Ideas Network lineup, we'd like to hear from you. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have, by the way, posted the program changes, the new program schedule on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, so you can check it out while you're there. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are reviewing the New Ideas Network schedule during this edition of Mondays with Mike. We did get a lot of complimentary comments on our listener log about John Munson that I'd like to share. Mike, I want to commend John Munson for his fine take hold of the afternoon programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. I thought I would not get over the departure of his predecessor, but Munson has grown on me quickly. I find his inquiries and pacing of his interviews extremely well done. His humor is dry and is a straightforward stand-up guy who is very bright and has an easy-to-listen-to voice. I am 77 years old, and no, I am not his father.
Those are wonderful compliments for John, and right on the money. John is a stand-up guy, and his humor cracks us up all the time. He has even more that he gets to share with us off air with that dry humor.
Right. And John, by the way, John Munson, as mentioned, is the regional manager based in Superior of our northern Wisconsin operations. And he still will be doing some fill-in, and he'll be filling in for me in August when I'm on my August vacation.
So. Yeah. And I think he said he may even be filling in as soon as 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. For someone, so he'll be back.
Yeah. Well, we have many calls, so let's go to Stella in Sturgeon Bay first. Hello, Stella.
Hi. I would like to ditto that comment about John Munson to begin with. I want to thank you for some additions. I love the Moss Radio Hour. It's just really a highlight of the week. I'm looking forward to Snap Judgment, which I understand is going to be another kind of storytelling hour. Storytelling is wonderful on the radio.
Yes, that's right. And actually, the schedule changes a bit in order for us to squeeze everything in. So you'll want to watch for The Moth at 9 o'clock on Fridays and Snap Judgment at 10 p.m. in both cases. And, yeah, Snap Judgment is Glenn Washington, who... Basically, his story is really neat. He was admiring of This American Life as kind of a format for a show, and he was doing a non-radio job entirely and aspired to maybe do something somewhat like This American Life and came up with this concept of snap judgment, which is at its center, it's about what happens in life when you suddenly have to decide something, and some really remarkable stories and music beds that kind of help tell the story are going to happen on that. Now, I didn't want to lose if you had a question as well.
I actually do.
Yeah.
I want to also thank you for adding the TED Radio Hour. And a couple requests.
Sure.
On the media, I really have been enjoying On the Media, and I listen to that. I've been listening to it in the afternoon on Sunday because 6 a.m. is awfully early.
Yeah.
So it would be wonderful to have that available at a later hour, if possible.
Well, what I'll say is we'll monitor those comments. I'm glad that you mentioned that is one of the shows that it's still on, but not on the later repeat that we used to have. Boy, it is a lot of changes, isn't it? I was thinking we'd covered it all, Joy, but we've missed a couple that we're hearing about
now. Yeah, where is the TED Radio Hour going to be, Mike?
That's going to be at 3 o'clock on Sundays. And this is related to the Ideas Worth Sharing TED Talks. Let's see, technology, entertainment, and I'm forgetting what the D is. All of those are things that. Thank you, Stella, for helping us point out parts of the schedule.
Well, Stella's really monitored that schedule. The question that I thought she was going to ask, and I'll just ask it, is that she loves all of those changes, as she mentioned, but she wonders about On Points Week in Review, which airs on Friday. We're not going to hear that with 45 North.
That's right. And thanks for getting to that one, too. We have a lot to cover. Our thinking is that 45 North, as a show we've really just developed in the last 6 months or less, is a strong offering at that time. People have had a lot of great comments about it. And, Joy, as of now, you have a week in review the hour right before that. And so we kind of feel like from a topic standpoint, we've got it covered. But as with all of the schedule changes, we're going to want to hear from people about how it is once they're actually listening and do their habits change. If there's anything we know heading into as big a set of schedule changes as this, it's that we're doing our best to get it right, and we may need to change again. But I really think this is a really strong schedule the way it is.
Thanks very much, Stella,
yes,
for the
thanks,
call.
Stella.
Let's go to some other calls. Cheryl in Madison is with us. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi. Since you, Away With Words and People's Pharmacy, are they still going to be on?
Oh, you
Thank
bet.
You.
Yes, they are. Those are not changing schedule or anything, so you can expect to find them as you have.
All right. Thank you very much. George in Milwaukee. Hi, George.
Hi. I requested this before, and perhaps the director could mention why you've decided not to pick it up again. The Rick Steves Travel Show, which airs on about 300 other public radio stations.
I think the answer, sort of generally, George, is we're so chock full even now. One of the things that we were hoping to do with this set of schedule changes is try to keep most everything that people are used to listening to on, while also adding some fresh new shows.
Well, that would have been a fresh new one.
Yeah, oh, agreed. And so are the other ones that we mentioned, like the America's Test Kitchen. People have asked about a whole bunch of shows. The fundamental problem we have, and the internet kind of helps us with this a little bit, but there are about 4 radio stations worth of really good public radio shows that are out there. And Rick Steves is one of them, Splendid Table. We could go on. And because we're public radio listeners and we move all around, we often encounter these shows in other places and are excited to possibly hear them. And so we make compromises. And in the case of some shows, it's not a matter of cost. People say, well, is it cost? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. And we try to do our best with that.
You know, coming up on Point after 9 o'clock, will turn its lens to Qatar, the little country in the Persian Gulf that is a power player with a lot of money and ambition on the world stage. That's after 9. After 10, Hollywood insiders say the studio movie-making machine is broken. On Point will ask where the movie biz is headed. That's coming up in On Point's new time slot, 9 to 11 a.m. Kathleen Dunn will be with you between 1 and 3 this afternoon, taking over for the now-ended Talk of the Nation. Kathleen will kick off her new time slot after 1 o'clock with another edition of All Things Political. She will welcome in op-ed columnist Clarence Page coming up after 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then lots of excitement with the new program schedule after 3 o'clock with the new show, the launch of Central Time, hosted by Rob Ferret and Veronica Rickert. Rob and Veronica will discuss the news of the day. They have all sorts of special segments, how a cell phone uses a new kind of technology, and how to place a dollar value on the arts. That's coming up, among other things, after 3 o'clock this afternoon. So that's Central Time between 3 and 6 weekday afternoons. John in Appleton is with us now. Hi, John.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Love the show. Love the broadcast. It seems like, if I can use a swimming and pool analogy, that what we had with Ben Marin's et al. Was a really deep, you know, dive into the deep end type approach to an issue. Now with Central Time, it seems like we're going more shallow. I'm wondering if, and you can disagree with me, of course,
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you could support the discussions that are launched with Rob and Veronica on a online chat basis thereafter, you know, supported with like a forum of some type, where people could get more depth into those topics that they bring up.
That's an interesting idea, John. Thanks for talking about it. I know that some shows have tried that with really mixed success. Actually, probably not so much in the last few years, but perhaps 5 or 6 years ago, that was a pretty common experiment that public radio shows were doing. I know that our friends at Oregon Public Broadcasting, for instance, were actively trying to pull that off. And some people may remember hearing Chris Lydon, who at one time hosted the show called The Connection back in Boston. And he was doing a lot of that. It's something that may work in some circumstances, and we are definitely trying to build how we serve people on the website and so on. I do want to sort of push back a little bit on the concept of the depth, though. I think sometimes what happens with our hour-long call-in shows, and Joy, you might reflect on this yourself, I don't know, is sometimes there's more, but it's not necessarily more in depth. And some of that has to do with how does it work with the guest? How does it work with the callers? That sort of thing. And one of the things that we're really excited about with Central Time is that we think that there are topics that the hour-long format really doesn't let us do. There isn't an hour worth of talking about this particular issue. Maybe there's 15 minutes or something like mm-hmm. that. And that this will give us an opportunity to do that. And we'll still have lots of hours during the day where we can do the hour-long format. And the other thing is that there are times when you just can't get a guest for an hour. I think that you experience that on your show sometimes, where a guest is willing to be here for 15 minutes or a half hour,
yes.
but that's really it. And so by design, Central Time can handle that. And our plan is to try to go really in depth when we're with the guest and in many cases with callers as well. Jury will be out until we've done it for a while.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that. I think some listeners, perhaps John included, say in depth when they mean a long exploration with lots of caller mm-hmm. input. I mean, is there going to be caller input on Central Time?
Absolutely. In fact, part of the idea of it, reinventing the Ideas Network that we talked about earlier in the show, is that we have more tools now for getting to depth. One of them is that sometimes, as the show develops, they may work on a topic over the course of a week or even more than a week, so that There may be discussion prior to, sort of like John's suggestion of having discussion after. There may be discussion on Facebook prior to something so that you really get to the in-depth questions when you get on the air. There may be topics that they can revisit a couple of times over the course of a week or a month or whatever it might be because they're not spending a full hour on it. Maybe there's let's say you have a guest and you've had your 15 minutes, say, and there's something that really deserves follow-up. Well, we can come back and do that another day. Lots of ideas like that that we want to experiment with, and one thing we certainly are most pleased about is the idea that there are guests and topics that we can get on the Ideas Network that our listeners will be interested in that otherwise might not make it.
Right, and I'm hoping that while we won't repeat the very same guest and very same angle of a particular topic, that there might be some follow-up on this show, for example, mm-hmm. on a particularly interesting story. Perhaps you'll hear about it first on Central Time, but we'll explore a different angle in depth the following morning.
This is probably at first an internal concern that you're talking about, but it becomes something that can be really helpful to the overall sound of Wisconsin Public Radio, and that is that another part of the design of Central Time is that we are going to reach much more deeply into the other shows, not mm-hmm. just the statewide shows like yours, Joy, but our regional shows like Route 51 and the West Side and so on, and our regional expertise, so that a lot more opportunity for doing exactly the kinds of connections you're talking about will present themselves.
Yeah, you'll also hear other Wisconsin Public Radio staff members that you might not normally hear on Central Time. I'm looking forward. I understand that my new producer, Robin Cherry, may appear on Central Time to talk a little bit about her little known to listeners expertise on Elvis coming up. So
wow.
Won't that be fun?
Yes.
She's an Elvis expert. Elvis used to do some DJing, I think still does from time to time. But anyway, that'll be fun. It'll be a very interesting show. Speaking of the regional shows, Mike, where are the regional shows going with this? It depends on what region of the state you live in, whether you hear one of these shows or not, but they're moving too.
Well, that's right. And, one of the things that can be confusing about the Ideas Network and WPR in general is that over many years, Wisconsin Public Radio grew up from a collection of stations, some of which had a remarkable heritage of their own that continues to this day in terms of programming that's specific to their region. So the majority of the regional shows are actually moving. They've been on in the evening, and they'll now be on a weekday morning, depending on which community, it'll be at different days. For instance, the West Side in Eau Claire will be on Mondays at 10, and Spectrum West Thursdays at 10. In La Crosse, Newsmakers also Thursday at 10. Route 51 Thursdays at 10. And then some of the shows will stay either in their same slot as before or similar slots. For instance, in Superior, People of Color will be Thursday at 6 p.m., slightly different from its previous broadcast, Final Edition Friday at 6 p.m., that sort of thing. And then there are also a lot of regional music shows that are on the other network. Those aren't changing. It'll be new in terms of finding where things are, but still of great value to each community where there's one of those shows.
We are talking about the new program schedule that takes effect today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio with Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane. And we are welcoming your feedback and questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's go to Peter in Stoughton next. Hello, Peter.
Good morning.
Morning.
As I'm sure you know, Madison area is a real rich area for non-commercial music. And a few years ago, it was possible to hear Higher Ground and Ted Show Radio. But now all we have available to us is Higher Ground on 90.7 and 88.7, unless you want to listen to the AM, which just barely comes through. And I'm wondering why you can't revert to the olden days when Tent Show Radio was available and Higher Ground was available.
Well, Tent Show is on later on WHAD. It is there, but I know what you're saying. WHAD does have a unique schedule because of the fact that many under its signal area don't have the option of what you do in Stoughton. You can listen to WERN, the 88.7 that you mentioned. And I understand your thought, Peter. One of the things we try to do, but I don't think it'll help you as far out as Stoughton, is we do have two FM signals that help in the city of Madison with the rebroadcast of WHAAM 970. Those are at 90.9 FM and also at 107.9 FM. The other thing you might have luck with, I certainly have, as I've been driving around South Central Wisconsin, is see if you can't pick up our Highland station and basically just zip around the dial in that section from 88 to 92, and there's a chance you'll find that station when you're in Stoughton. I get it. It's a challenge for us. If we could have a second full-powered FM station in Madison, we think that'd be great, but we don't have that option.
And 90.7 is actually a station out of Delafield that's serving mainly Milwaukee, but that gets into Madison. And what time is Tent Show on 90.7, which is heard in Madison?
It's on at 11. It's after Jonathan Overby's show.
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
So we have Chris on Facebook who writes, I noticed a cool new logo on the grid page for the new Ideas Network schedule. Does this mean the long-awaited website revamp is soon upon us?
Isn't
that smart?
I love our listeners. That's just wonderful. Yes, it does mean that. We had a rueful joke that would go around here for a long time. We have an incredible website, but its design is very old. It was designed in 2001, and our team, especially the creator of that website, along with some partners, Alan Reland, has maintained and grown it in so many ways. Those of you who use the archives know exactly what I mean about how robust it is, but it needs a complete refresh. And this summer, we are going to get there. That new logo will be on there. It's already on some shirts and other doodads that we have, and we'll roll out the new logo as we go. The new website will be easier to use. It'll be responsive to the interest people have in finding things that are in the news more easily. It'll work better on your mobile phone, which is a big, big deal these days. And I don't have a specific date. It's right now in what they call an alpha phase. They go alpha, beta, and then website launch. So alpha means we're still finding the sort of weird effects of rebuilding or building something new. Kind of like if you're building a house and you're like, it doesn't work out to have this door jam right here. We need to move it over there. We're in that phase, and soon after we'll be in beta phase, where we'll kind of open up looking at the website to some of our closest friends, in the sense of professional friends, to hammer away at it. And then sometime this summer we will launch the new WPR.org.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, primarily about all of the programming changes that are taking effect starting today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. But, if you have another Wisconsin Public Radio-related question, that's fair game, too, at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And, Mike, for listeners just joining us, these program changes were prompted, for the most part, with Talk of the Nation going away, NPR deciding that it was going to cease production of Talk of the Nation. But what's the point of doing program changes generally? I mean, why shake things up? Why irritate some listeners, maybe?
Well, I will say that the NPR change was one of the motivators, but certainly another one is that we've been developing the new show Central Time, and that bump some shows around by the schedule we're choosing for that as well. I would say that you know, we have nearly 100 years of history at Wisconsin Public Radio, going back to the inventors of radio. People have heard us say, if they've listened for a long time, the oldest station in the nation. And we're certainly the oldest non-commercial station in the nation. And if we stayed static, we would have really in many ways stopped being relevant. And so you asked about a broad philosophy in a way about it, and that is that in order to stay relevant, you need to change. And that said, we stay close to our knitting about our purpose. You know, if we look back at the very beginnings of things, what were we putting on the radio? Weather forecasts, classical music, talk about issues that matter to you, although I don't know that our inventors would have said that phrase exactly. But we're going to continue doing that. And just as that is the case, we're also very focused on expanding our web coverage, because that is the place that younger people in particular are finding their audio and their news, and also where more diverse people are doing so. I'm sure you've had shows over the years talking about the digital divide. And the idea was that poor people, more diverse people, were not gaining access to the information and connection of the internet. And that is changing with things like mobile phones, because, in fact, if you think about it, a lot of people, their total exposure to the internet may be their smartphone, because they don't own a computer. And it's a phone is essential enough that that's something that they find a way to buy.
Here's a comment from a listener in our listener log. I'm an older person. It is older people who send money to public radio, not the youngsters for who you are putting on fluff. You're essentially telling me to turn off the radio, so that's what I'll do. Uh-oh, Mike.
Oh, I hope that's not the case. I'd love the opportunity, and maybe I will end up talking to that listener at some point, because the average age of the audience for public radio generally is about 57, which that means that there are a lot of 85-year-olds, 90-year-olds listening, and certainly also many young people, but that the average age is that old tells you we have a lot of older listeners, and we're very glad of that and want to continue to serve that. And one of the things, and this relates to what we were just talking about, is that in order to continue to even have the same size audience, you have to continue to include more and more people. And so we try to do that.
Well, let's go next to Darlene in Saginaw, Michigan. Hello, Darlene.
Hi, and I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not Michigan. No, we get that confusion all the time. I'm one of your older listeners, and I love Wisconsin Public Radio. And I'm just hoping that nothing will happen to the old-time radio shows. That's one of my favorites, along with Larry Mueller's show, and, of course, yours, and the new one that's going to take Face the Nation.
Kathleen Dunn going into Talk of the Nation spot?
Yeah, yeah. So I just was wondering about the old-time radio shows. I know they've cut a few of them up here in some of our other stations. So
yeah, you know, they do very well for Wisconsin Public Radio, so that isn't on our radar for a change right now. I don't know if it's because Norman is especially good at collecting and picking them for broadcast or what the reason is, but they really are very popular for us, and I'm glad to know you like them, Darlene, and the other shows. That's terrific.
Yeah, thanks very much for the call. You know, we have some callers who are calling in saying that, you know, Kathleen Dunn will be missed in the mornings.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. She has a fan base there, but she wants to move to the afternoons, and we believe that Kathleen Dunn will serve listeners very well in the afternoons as well.
I think so, and in fact, Kathleen, I think, will carry her popularity to the middle of the day, and that's great for WPR if that happens. And I also think that people will really value hearing On Point. They are really great at what they do. Tom Ashbrook is a brilliant interviewer. And while he can't be Kathleen Dunn, and we wouldn't want to ask him to be, I think he'll be a really good part of people's morning. It will, you know, every schedule change takes a while to get used to. You know, I think we all know this if we're television watchers, that sometimes our favorite shows go away and then maybe they reappear on repeats on another network or something. One of the things that is changing too, and I think this is true for even a lot of our older listeners, is that they are accessing the internet to listen to audio a lot more. And the key is that some of these newest devices are making it easier. I'm thinking I had a guest at, we were at the Concerts on the Square. WPR has a table that we have there and we host some guests. And this guest was in his, I think he's in his late 60s, possibly mm-hmm. early 70s. And he was talking about the new tablet device that he got and how so easy it is for him to listen to WPR online now, including the archives. And I think that that's going to become more and more true. And then we have the interesting dilemma of making sure that the live broadcast serves as many people as possible while also continuing to expand our offerings online. And I like that dilemma. I like the idea that WPR service can continue to become richer and deeper and more popular as we strive to serve Wisconsin.
We did forget to mention, this is just a one-time special programming edition, Capital Step Special will be heard on July 4th. It's the Politics Takes a Holiday special on Thursday, July 4th at 6 p.m.
So yeah, it's a long holiday weekend for a lot of people. I know that I've already seen a lot of, can I take Friday off requests
right.
here? And so... we'd love to have the Capital Step Special on.
Here's a listener log comment. I would love to be able to buy Wisconsin Public Radio bumper stickers and or T-shirts. It would be great if there were separate design and text for each of the three stations. I think your fans would be interested in buying them. We are a loyal bunch. What about that?
Oh, Mike? Wow. Yes, loyal bunch is right. And I'd say... I'm not sure exactly what the products would be, but that we are very interested in that idea. In part, we've been delaying on doing some of that because we knew for quite a while now that we'd have a new logo in place, and that's a part of such designs. But we're going to kind of reel that out slowly because we know that the cost-effective way to sell that is to sell it online and to make sure you don't build up inventories, that sort of thing. So we're interested. There is right now, you can get to WPR.org/shop, and anything that you buy through there might benefit WPR. You know, we earn something off of the sales of pretty much anything in Amazon that when people go through WPR.org/shop and at the NPR shop and so on. But logo items sounds like a great idea, not right away, but we'll get there.
You know, we have 30 seconds, Mike. If people have more feedback or questions about the program schedule.
Yeah, listener at WPR.org is the right place, or contact audience services. They keep records of everything. I know it's a big change, everybody. I encourage you to give it a chance because I think that you'll really value it as time goes on.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. We'll talk to you next month. Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us usually the first Monday of each month for Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay tuned for On Point.